You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
I'm so in love. Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. The only dancing guest we'll have on today, Amber Kaler in the studios. It's a good song, though.
It is a good song.
I think anybody will dance to that song. One of the best of all time.
Didn't Tarantino put that on the Pulp Fiction soundtrack?
Yes.
It sort of had a resurgence, in the 90s.
Yep.
Good morning and welcome. Are you 40 yet?
Not yet.
Okay. What was the deal with having a birthday party like 2 weeks early?
So we are leaving for...
We're
going to go to Mexico for my 40th, and I've never had a surprise party, so I guess this was... having it ahead of time, he knew I would be exceptionally surprised. And I was.
I apologize. We were invited. I didn't tell Lindsay.
Right.
it's kind of hectic right now.
Yeah, I understand.
We got a 16-year-old and we're trying to go to Hawaii and we're trying to get stuff down, packed, So it's been kind of a busy, crazy weekend. But, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're celebrating in Mexico.
Yes.
Couldn't stay home, do it in the U.S.
No.
Where are you going? Where are you guys headed?
We are going to be in the Riviera Maya area.
I love that place.
Costa Mujeres.
That's really nice.
I can't wait.
I have not been there since. I mean, that area was fairly devastated by hurricanes a number of years ago. Lost a lot of their beach and whatnot. I've not been back since then.
Yeah, we were there 2 years ago for my sister-in-law's 40th. Same area. We were in Acamal, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And just gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. We had a wonderful time. We were married in Mexico back in 2013.
Yep. So been to Tulum?
We have not been to Tulum. That's the next on my list. We were close, I guess. Acamal was
there in the Mayan Riviera Maya, as they say there. But it's a beautiful, it's Mayan ruins that people forget that you're in Mexico, but this is the original people there were Mayans.
Right.
They still are. But there is like, you look down at the ocean next to where Tulum is, it looks like the Tidy Bowl Man has been there. I mean, it is like this turquoise water that is spectacular.
Yeah, that's on my list of, I don't know if we'll make it this trip, but the next time we go, that's definitely one of the places I want to go because we have not been there yet. But I'm super excited because my birthday is obviously being in January. It's always cold. You just never really know what weather you're going to get. Although this year, who knows? It could be 80 degrees. So it's exciting to know that I'm going to be, on a beach with a drink in my hand.
That's exactly right. And then you could almost make a destination vacation tour out of just the places that Justin Bieber has sort of like screwed up in or sort of like literally defaced, Tulum being one of those. He got arrested there for like climbing on. I mean, these are like ancient Mayan ruins. It's like you could just make a list of the places he's defaced.
The Bieber blowout tour.
Yeah, the Bieber bucket list.
Yes.
Of just places he's screwed up.
I like it.
Yeah.
I would take that tour.
I would too.
Yeah,
a lot of cool places.
let's tell Linda.
Yes, we have our own little micro industry.
That's the next one.
All right. Well, Amber Kaler, the Children's Museum of Illinois, your website is under construction.
It is. We're finally kind of getting it a little more up to date. There's some things that we've been slowly updating, and now we're doing a more serious overhaul and trying to make it look a little more reflective of what the museum itself looks like.
All right. And, we don't really talk about the details, right? Children under the age of two are free.
Yep.
You can be a member. What's it cost to be a member?
So our memberships range anywhere from 110 on up, depending on the level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so the most expensive one would be 185, and that's our Family Plus. And that's if you go to any other museum that's part of the ASTC or ACM, which is Association of Children's Museums, an Association of Science and Technology Centers, they all have reciprocal networks. So depending on what their, what their criteria are, you could get in for free or half price. So you might go up to Chicago with your family and get into one of these museums for free or at a significant discount with that membership.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, if you travel at all, that's the one that I always recommend people do.
But your basic adults and children two and up, it's $8. Unless you're a military family, then it's $4 each. Senior citizens, $4, 65 and over. I know that there will be people who will say $8 is too expensive. I would suggest to those people, go out and try to find $8. Take your eight ones and go out and find this value with your eight ones.
Absolutely.
That's a drive-through fast food restaurant. And you can spend hours in the Children's Museum.
Yeah, we have families that come and they're there. They'll leave, go get lunch, come back. They're there the entire day. And we're right on par with our counterparts. We have priced ourselves to make sure that we're in the same range as Bloomington, Springfield, Champaign. We want to make sure that we know what other people in the market are doing. And the range is anywhere from $7 to $10, and so we're right in there on the lower end of that.
Yeah, and it always makes me laugh, too, that people think that there's not any thought put into
it. Right, like we just picked a number.
Well, how do we gouge them? Let's say $8. No, I mean, you look around, you see what's comparable, and you do that. It's world famous for the field trips, right? I mean, between now and the end of the school year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll start ramping up in March. You know, we have a few in February, but once we hit March, we will see 5,000 plus people a month. And then when you get into April and May, that's usually well over 6,000 because we have schools from 2+ hours away by bus that will come to visit us. And it's just really cool. I like to sit in my office and watch the different buses as they pull in, and I see the different names, and I'm like, where in the world is that? You know, I spend half my day Googling, where is that school located?
And do you know how they find you?
You know, a lot of it's word of mouth. We have a lot of schools that are repeat. You know, they come to us every single year, or they rotate. You know, they come to us 1 year, and then they might be closer to, you know, say Springfield. They go there the off year and come back. Us being close to Scoville Zoo is such a huge blessing because they come and they do both, you know. So if you try.
You can show up at like 9 a.m. in the summertime.
Yeah.
Or the towards the end of the school year.
Right.
And both of those parking lots are just full of yellow buses.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I don't think the general public even knows.
No. If I leave, you know, especially in the month of May, you know, April, May, if I leave for lunch and try to come back, I can't park in my own parking lot or even close to the museum because we're just that full.
All right, tell me what's going on lately with the Children's Museum of Illinois, cmofil.org. They're working on the new website as we speak.
Yes.
But what else is going on?
So we are officially in our 30th year, which is super exciting.
Big party plan for the...
May 2nd will be our 30th anniversary event. We're going to do a big party. We've got...
You may have won the last Duck Derby.
You may have. Yeah, the Duck Derby is going to look a little different.
Wait, the last one?
Yeah.
The last one.
I meant literally the last one and the last one.
Yeah. The way it sounded, I was like, I thought I won.
Yeah, you won the last one and the last one.
Oh.
Yeah, right. So we've changed it a little bit. This year, instead of Duck Derby, we're going to do our 30th anniversary event on May 2nd, which would normally be
the same Saturday.
Yeah, same Saturday. The event will be in the evening instead of during the day. And we're not completely getting rid of the ducks. We know that the kids love that component of it. So we're going to hold onto the ducks, and we have our own track that we build, and we'll do that at the end of the school year and just kind of have a race into summer where kids can still race the ducks, but it won't be a fundraising event. It'll just be a fun
event
for our families.
Well, this is going to be a big party for grown-ups, and I love the parties for grown-ups at either the zoo or the Children's Museum, right? You get a cocktail, you get to go around, you get to, you know, do the stuff, and it's like grown-up night.
We've got some fun stuff planned, too, because we want people, you know, anytime you get adults in the museum, they start playing naturally because we're all kids at heart.
Yeah.
But we've got...
I can't go to a meeting there without walking around.
Exactly. You go over to Light Bright and start messing with it. But we're going to do like supermarket sweep type games in the supermarket area. You know, we've got... we are going to incorporate the ducks since it is Duck Derby weekend. And we're going to have some duck launching things that you can participate in. You know, you might get... you know, locked up in our jail at some point in the evening. We don't know. You know, we've got some cool stuff planned that'll get people interacting with the exhibits in an adult way.
I know you guys are working on sponsorships and people can, if they're interested in jumping in to celebrate 30 years. I mean, you know, that's a pretty big, significant mile marker in the road to the Children's Museum and what it is today. How do people find out about more? You know, how do they get a block of tickets? I mean, how do they...
Absolutely.
What do they do?
Yeah, since the website is down right now, that I would direct people to give us a call at 423-KIDS, which is our number. You can always reach out to me directly. My email is akaylor@cmofil.org. And if you know me, you know how to find me on Facebook. Most people have my cell phone number, but you can always email me at akaylor@cmofil.org if you're interested in sponsoring or if you just have more questions about the night. But it's going to be a fun night that we get to really celebrate the people that, you know, created the museum, brought it to where it is, and focus on what's happening in the next 30 years.
And what's next.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Hey, I can solve your parking problem if you just call justrighteating.com or go to their website, and you can have your lunch delivered to you. That way you don't have to leave the parking space. I'm having this morning a bagel and sausage and cheese and then a fruit cup, which has pineapple, oranges, and grapes in it. And it's, you know, I didn't have to do anything except carry it here today and put it in the fridge.
I was eyeing that when I walked
in. Isn't it good?
Yeah.
And freshly cut. They package it. They do all of it. 50% off your first week, but that's going to run out soon. So if you go to justrighteating.com, they deliver food twice a week. Their most popular meal plan that they, because you can tailor it, is lunch and dinner Monday through Friday because people are off on the weekends.
Sure.
But you could go 7 days a week, 5 days a week, however you want to tailor it. Lindsay and I do 7 days a week. We do breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a snack. So on Tuesdays and on Fridays, they deliver it right to your door. You go online by noon Friday and order the whole next week. You can pick it a la carte, or you can let them pick it for you. They take note of things like seafood allergies or anything like that. But all this is freshly sourced and made. You were over there in Springfield, what, this weekend, right?
Yeah, checked it out.
You got a
huge kitchen.
Oh, they got chefs. You look at this stuff. If you're having problems with sodium or your fat content versus your carbs versus your protein, and you know, even if you're not in the macros, you just want to eat healthy. This isn't diet food. It's just healthy food. So when you get a chicken breast, it's like the fat is cut off. It's as lean as it can be. The salads are amazing. They have pizzas. They make the crust out of brown rice. And they are so good, like
really?
Real thin crust.
Ooh.
I like the spicy Italian one. It's got like the pepperoncinis. Oh, yeah. It is amazing. And right now, go to justright.com, 50% off your first week if you put Brian50 at checkout. So make sure you do that. Give them a try. Once you do, you're going to be hooked.
Yeah, I've actually gotten on the website and kind of checked out the different plans because I've seen the posts. And they're very reasonable.
I think it averages, if you do the lunch, dinner 5 days a week, it's like $7 a meal.
Yeah. Which
delivered to your door, already prepared. It's not a frozen meal. I mean, it's freshly prepared. You can nuke most of it. Like pizzas, obviously, you put in the oven.
Sure.
There's some quesadillas I think are better in the oven.
Yeah.
But for the most part, simple, easy. And then you don't fall into that trap where you're at work and you're hungry and you don't have time, so you run and get something that's not good for you. You got it right there with you.
There you go.
JustRightEating.com. Quick break back with Amber. Here is Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today's going to be cloudy with a high of 40, and tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 35. For Tuesday, it'll be partly sunny with a high approaching 50. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high approaching 51, but we have a slight chance of rain on Wednesday. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is up to 34 degrees, and your WSOY time is 8:54.
You put your heart and soul into your business. Partner with an organization as committed as you are to its success. Busey will build a relationship with you, offering tailored options for your unique needs. Whether you're considering your first business account or developing a strong succession plan, Busey has your backing. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
Wow, fluffy egg, melty cheese, bacon, all in a buttermilk biscuit.
Hey, sweetie! For blowing the leaves off the deck, but you're so into your McDonald's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, you blew a hole through our screen.
Whoops.
Oh, letting out the dog and letting in the squirrels.
Enjoy a sizzling sausage biscuit and hash browns for only $1.50 and pair it with a $1 any size soft drink. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with combo meal.
When it comes to your family's health, there's no greater resource than a network of care. Decatur Memorial Hospital has joined Memorial Health System, bringing together the exceptional care found at DMH with the strength and resources of a regional healthcare leader. From primary care to innovative medicine, your family is now covered in more ways and more places. Memorial Health System and Decatur Memorial Hospital, together for you. Learn more at dmhcares.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
It's like doing the entire Pulp Fiction soundtrack today.
This one's Reservoir Dogs.
Baby. Oh, yeah.
You're right.
How could I forget that?
You found the thread.
The Quentin Tarantino thread?
You got it.
Yeah. Still not a fan of Hateful Eight. Did you see that they redid that for Netflix as a series?
Yeah.
They took a bunch of the director's cut, like, and they cut it up into like a 4-part series.
I don't think I saw that one.
That's the Western.
Okay, no, I didn't see that.
Samuel L. Jackson and Kurt Russell.
Nope.
And, yeah.
I didn't see that.
Did you see that one, Nick?
Of course.
And?
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's on the back half of my movies by him.
I like it. I literally just, I couldn't finish it. And that says something about a Tarantino.
Yeah. Yikes. That's pretty bad.
All right. So, anywho, we have a whole bunch to get through this week and a short week for me, and then Kevin and Wayne will be trading off. Nick will be here as well as we head to Hawaii. Once again, great place to have a birthday party, to have the Children's Museum of Illinois, cmofil.org. They're website's under construction now, but you can get all the basic hours and yeah. prices and all of that. Anything cool coming up for the kids? And talk about the grown-ups.
Yeah. So we know nothing in the way of events, but in terms of exhibits, we have some cool things coming up. We've got three big exhibit redos that are kind of in the works, and that'll be our Ready, Set, Build exhibit area, which is one of the favorites. And that's our kind of construction trades area is going to be getting a makeover. So that'll look a little different here probably within the next couple of months. The hospital is looking like it's probably going to get a makeover, and that's one of our oldest exhibits. So that'll look very new and fresh here pretty soon. And then the big one is the climber will be coming back.
Yes. Now, you had some structural issues with the old exhibit.
Yes.
I know people were like, but it's like,
yeah.
you know, you can't have kids climbing on something that's not structurally sound. So you got a brand new
yeah.
version of that on the way.
It's going to be so cool. And if you come in our foyer, you can kind of see a rendering of it. And that we're looking at probably later this year, probably September timeframe, that we're hoping to have that in. So still working on some final details there, final fundraising. But it's going to happen. It's going to be back. And the kids will be so excited about that.
And some of the grouchy parents.
Exactly. I'll be excited about that.
Yeah. Amber, as always, great job. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, podcast presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Also a big supporter of the Children's Museum. You can get those at Nauticator.com, the Nauticator app, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you tomorrow, 6 a.m. Enjoy the weather. Have a great day.